It is around about 5 o'clock here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and I am super excited. Here live with you, you will be witnessing something I've never done before. I have, courtesy of Hasbeen Coffee, if you don't know Hasbeen, why don't you? Because you got to go on hasbeen.co.uk, the coffee connoisseur par excellence. Well, there's a few here in England, we are blessed, but he's definitely one of them. And you should also check out coffeemumbojumbo.com and read all about it. Read all about Steve Layton, who is a master roaster and just a connoisseur supreme of coffees. And today, I don't have any of his coffees. I do have a cascara. Now, what is a cascara? Cascara is the dried fruit, the dried cherry, flesh and skin of the coffee bean, which then, of course, goes further on its journey before it ends up in our cups. And I'm here for the first time live going to brew a cascara. Now, what is it? Is it a tea? Is it a coffee? Like, does it lie in between? I don't know. I'm just going to take to a tea what Steve guides us to do on his brewing guide when you actually brew cascara. So I've opened the bag, I've snipped it open, I smelt it, I treat it with the same respect that I treat coffee beans. I do put my nose immediately on a bag that I've snipped open. What does it look like? Well, it's dried skins. It's dried cherry skins have been as meticulously dried, probably on patios. This particular cascara, and they come from various countries, comes from Finca David Vilca, and this is a Bolivian sun-dried cascara. It's also got different notes, but we won't get guided yet by that. I want to live here, experiment and experience the taste of a cascara. Now, if I say I've never brewed it before, it is true. I have, however, tasted a cascara before, and I found it quite enchanting, but it is a very long time ago. So, his recipe is 24 grams to a liter of water, but I'm just going to do one cup, so I'm going to divide this by four and do 6 grams, and I'm weighing them out here live. I've got my scales. Gosh, if you follow Steve Layton and you don't have scales, you're not really following him. Now, this is Ted. Let me just do it again. On. Here we go. Ooh, when you do things live, things don't behave the way they should. All right. Our scales are ready. Our scales are ready, I say. And are you ready? Yes, you are ready. Okay, so that's zeroed. And I'm putting in some cascara, some dried cherry without the beans, onto my little scale. And I'm going to weigh 6 grams here, 6 grams. Come on, just a little bit more. 5. Oh, they're very light. Okay, here we have 6 grams. I have preheated my Hario V60, just the vessel below. I'm going to fill that. I have pre-boiled some water, but let me just get it again to the boil. Now, we've got to treat that also with the right amount of water temperature. So thermometer is out, the kettle has boiled again. I'm actually going to decanter the boiling water into my pouring jug, and I've got a Tiamo pouring jug. I like that neck. It just gives you, especially when you use the V60, it just gives you really nice, it's got a lovely kind of swan neck and it gives you a lot of control. So I've got them on my Hario scales, scale and timer at the same time. You've got to pay attention, got my thermometer. Now we got to do 90 degrees. What are we at? Ah, we're at 93. So we're going to just wait a tiny bit here. I'm going to put you on pause because I don't want to waste your time. But Henry saying that, I can read a little more about the finca itself. Now, it doesn't say much about this particular finca, but so yeah, we're doing one cup. So let me just check again with the temperature. Oh, yeah. Gotta get it spot on. Actually, it is on 90.5. So I'm gonna just wait another tiny bit. Yep, I think that's good. And we're going to pour 250 milliliters. So I am pouring. God, I'm so used to doing a circular movement, gently pouring over these dried cherries. Okay, and we've got it. So I'm going to put the lid on, and now I'm going to really put you on pause because I'm going to wait 4 minutes for it to brew. I'm going to actually just swirl that tea around a little bit. I say tea, well, that water with the cascara in it, just to see that all those skins are absorbing the water. They will swell. I mean, it's funny. It is kind of an in-between. It maybe behaves a little bit like tea. So the dried skins will get saturated with water. The water will kind of penetrate those cherry skins that have dried and will soak out and extract all the goodness that is in there. In fact, apparently it's got a lot of caffeine intake. So this is why I'm doing that kind of in the, late afternoon, just to, if I do it too late at night, I probably won't be able to sleep. I don't know. We'll have to try that as well. Some people just can take caffeine better than others. So I'm waiting patiently. I'm going to put you on pause again because it just needs to brew that little bit longer. So 4 minutes are over. I've preheated my glass, my double-walled glass, that I'm going to decanter this brewed cascara into. And I'm going to put that on the scale as well, just to see how much water these cascara cherry skins actually soak up. Because like the coffee beans, when you do a filter coffee, actually soak up quite a bit. So I'm here and it's yielding. Hang on a minute, I've just got to put my strainer over it as well. Because you don't want to get those skins into your glass. Okay, so about 215. All right, no, actually, I still had my strainer on there. So 200, that's pretty good, actually. So it does soak up quite a little bit. That doesn't take me by surprise. And now the proof's in the pudding, but it will still be a bit too hot. Thermometer goes back into my double-walled glass. The color is just absolutely amazing. It's got this, reddish tint, but it's almost translucent, and it's just got a beautiful, beautiful tint to it. It does remind me of tea, what can I say? And probably it's not far off. And in fact, I've gotten into my teas lately as well, just because I want to hone my palate more and more and more. And you can be so discerning with different varieties of teas, black teas, green teas, white teas, oolongs. What else do we have? Pu'er teas. So there's kind of 5 different varieties of teas. And within that, of course, well, it's another minefield. And I've got a taster wheel, very similar to the taster wheel that you probably know from the coffee. And this is adapted to tea. Again, there are a lot of similarities. There are sections where it's fruity, where it's mineral, where it's dairy, where it's nutty, where it's floral, where it's herbal, savory, spicy, woody, and sweet. So again, it is very, very similar. But now I'm just going to take a sip of this and let me see what it tastes like. Oh my God. A most delicious, delicate mouthfeel. A kind of, very sweet. And also at the same time, kind of gives you a bit of a bit of a kick is not the right word, but you really feel some kind of zestiness on your tongue. But it's very mellow. It's probably, it doesn't remind me of anything other than this is a new beverage that I could get into so easily. So just my thanks, God, again to Steve Layton for letting me try some cascara. And in fact, there are a few different cascaras. So I will take you through different cascaras and see if we can become as discerning with that drink that we are becoming with coffees and with teas. My God, this is a discovery. And it is brewed right here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ.